Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Do you know what niche-icing is? Yes, the word niche-ize. You probably have never heard this word before, and it's trademarked, so we're going to talk about that today. And it allows you to identify and monetize some of the things that you were born to do. Now let me ask you, would you like to learn how to make money on the Internet? Would you like to hear about some tips for surviving recession, you know, to find that silver lining in our last recession? Tell me, would you like to help your child discover what they want to do in life? That's a big one. That's probably we need to discover what we want to do in life. Well, today, we have someone with us that will be able to answer those questions. Can you imagine earning money while you are learning valuable information that will change your life? Now, are you ready to meet someone who can help you make big changes in small steps? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest, and he is a success coach extraordinaire with Successimo.com. He provides us with wonderful, informative, inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. Before I introduce my guest today, I'd love to invite you to call in. Our call-in number is 818-431-8506. That's 818-431-8506. Call in with any questions that you have. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. He is America's reinvention expert, and he has taught thousands how to niche-ize by identifying and monetizing their what. What, that is, the one thing they were born to do. His singular approach for realizing permanent positive change blends methods with ancient wisdom and revolutionary lessons from modern thought leaders and forms a proven system for ultimate achievement in business and life. My guest is the chairman and co-founder of Liquor.com. He's the president of Bold Development. He co-starred in the groundbreaking film, The Keeper of the Keys, with Jack Canfield, John Gray, and Marcy Shimoff. He is the author of Internet Profits, The World's Leading Experts Reveal How to Profit Online. He is the founder of the Reinvention Workshop, hosts Reinvention Radio, author of USA's Book News Self-Help Book of the Year, Journey to You, a step-by-step guide to becoming who you were born to be. He's the creator and host of Internet Profits Live and an in-demand media guest who has appeared on ABC TV, Fox TV, CNBC.com, and more than 2,200 radio shows, including national shows hosted by Lou Dobbs, Jim Bonhanan, and Mancal Mueller. And it is my pleasure to welcome again to our show Steve Olscher. Hi, Steve. How are you today?
Great, January. How are you?
Oh, it's always wonderful to have you on the show. You are up to so many things these days. I get emails, and I'm always so excited to read what you're doing. Could you kind of fill my listeners in on what you've been up to since you were last on the show?
Well, since I was last on the show.
Do we have time?
I know, right? The biggest things that have been going on are, number one, I launched my new book, which is called Internet Prophets, which is spelled in biblical sense, P-R-O-P-H-E-T-S, The World's Leading Experts Reveal How to Profit Online. So that book launched in August.
Okay.
And currently Amazon's number one rated book on web marketing, and got, I don't know, 85 five-star reviews right now, so it's doing very well. And then we had actually Internet Profits Live, which took place over the summer, which featured 29 of the world's leading experts here in Chicago, where I'm at, live on stage. Folks like Mike Sylvain and Armin Morin and Larry Wingate and J. Conrad Levinson and Janet Bray Atwood, and just a wonderful lineup of speakers. And we just, we just packed it in. We had over 350 people there, and it was really a great first event. And so those are the two key highlights insofar as what's taken place, I think, since we last spoke.
Wow, that's very, very exciting, and I'm so happy for you. You are a wonderful mentor. You're a wonderful coach. And we're so thrilled to share you with our listeners and with our subscribers at Successimo. Now, you know, I always like to ask my guests this question. And when you look back on your success, and you are so successful, when you look back, can you share with us something that was a turning point for you, something that may have seemed like a disaster, a setback, but in reality, it what turned things around and made you so successful?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting question, right? Because as an entrepreneur, with few exceptions, there's always setbacks and there's always failures. I mean, that's pretty much the definition of trying, is when you try, sometimes you fail. And so, needless to say, as an entrepreneur, I mean, there have been numerous successes and numerous failures. I think really one of the turning points that really helped me as I moved forward throughout my last 23, 24 years as an entrepreneur, since I started my first real endeavor when I was 18, almost 19 years old, is that when I was contemplating my first true business venture, I'm not talking about raking leaves or selling speakers out of the back of a van, I'm talking about like a true business venture of opening my own nightclub. And I was speaking to a friend of mine, actually a mentor to me at the time, and he and I were discussing the club and the idea of opening the club, and he basically said to me, you know, what are you afraid of? Why are we even really having this conversation? And I gave him the list of usual fears, right? Fear of failing, fear of losing money, fear of looking bad, fear of not being able to recover, et cetera, et cetera. And he said, okay, well, just remind me again what it is that you're doing now. And I told him, I'm waiting tables, I'm DJing, I'm pumping gas, you know, I'm doing whatever I got to do to make ends meet. And he said, you know, if things don't work out with the club, you can always go back to pumping gas. And it was one of those just heavy-hitting, profound statements that has really just stuck with me throughout my life. And it was an interesting turning point. I mean, there was a major turning point about 5 years ago, which we can get into, but from a business perspective, it was pretty enlightening because it really gave me the comfort to know that I have skills, and it may not be the ability to create the next $10 billion company, maybe, but I certainly can create the next rent check or create the next meal or create the next, shirt for my back, right? So the bottom line is that I have skills that I can always fall back on. And even if it's cleaning toilets or doing what you got to do, I mean, you have acquired some skills that will be with you for the rest of your life. And if you're willing to take a chance and things don't go as planned, well, then, like I said, you can always go back to pumping gas. And and that was pretty huge for me.
That's thank you for sharing that, because we talk about that a lot on the show with successful people. And a lot of times when you're pursuing your dream, pursuing your passion, at some point you have to put food on the table. You have to pay the bills.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
sometimes
absolutely.
You do have to do other things that you really kind of need to do to tide you over. So that is a great success story you're sharing there. We're going to hear from our sponsor right now. And, Steve, when we come back, I want you also to share your website information. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit about niche-sizing when we come back.
Sounds good.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn, and always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back. This is my January Jones with my wonderful guest, Steve Olscher, sharing with us some of his thoughts on Internet profits and how to profit online. Steve, could you share with us your website information for my listeners?
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of different ways to get into touch with me. And, you talked about niche-itizing, and just so I can clarify what that really means, it's all about identifying your niche and learning how to monetize it, which I know you mentioned. And it's really a two-step process. And the first step is really being clear on who you are and what it is that you're compelled to do, which is what I call, being able to figure out what your what is. And so that is the question, right? What is your what? What is that one thing that you were compelled, that you're absolutely compelled to do?
Mm-hmm.
And so how, in answer to your question, long story short, the first way people get in touch with me is through my book, Journey to You, a step-by-step guide to becoming who you were born to be. And people can grab that book. You can grab that book for free, actually, at journeytoyou.com. So I give that book away at journeytoyou.com.
Wonderful.
And then once you have your what and you want to be able to share that gift with the world and really learn how to monetize it, then that's where Internet Profits comes in, which is the new book, because it really does teach you the how. And I also give that book away for free at internetprofits.com/free. And again, that's profits spelled in the biblical sense, P-R-O-P-H-E-T-S, so internetprofits.com/free.
Wow. Okay, so our listeners, listen, you can go to those two websites, and they're posted on our show page, and you can get free information from Steve that will help you become successful. And that is just amazing, Steve, that you're able to share these books with our listeners. You know, you heard that old adage about teaching a man to fish. And I know a lot of people subscribe to that, yet you believe this does not reflect the mentality of today's Internet consumer. Tell us what you believe about that adage.
Well, I mean, look, the old adage of if you teach a man to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime as opposed to giving him a fish, right, and he'll eat for a day. I mean, the reality is that today people don't just want to be taught how to fish or be handed a fish. They actually want like a gourmet meal on a silver platter chopped up into little pieces and hand-fed to them like a baby. So, I mean, the reality is that in the online space, and especially with products and services, really people don't want to do anything anymore. They're too lazy. I mean, it's and they just want to pay for it. You know, just get don't tell me about it. Don't make suggestions about what I need to do. Just do it for me. So if you're going to sell a product or a service for, you know, $50 or something like that, or a done-for-you service where you actually do it for them for $500, you're much more likely to sell 10 of those $500 products and make $5,000 than you are to sell 500 of them at $10 and make the same $5,000. So online, really, today, in this instant gratification society that we all live in, people want it done, and they want it done in a way that gives them their desired results without having to do squat, and they'll pay for it. So, you know, we're in a much different place now where people understand that, you know, it's not a matter of money being the issue so much as a matter of time being the issue. And people value their time much more so now than not to say they don't value their money, but people really value their time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And a lot of people are so affluent that they can afford, as you said, to pay that $500. And those numbers, that's an impressive, amazing way to look at Internet marketing. Tell us, what you feel is the importance? We hear so much about SEO, search engine optimization. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, I mean, it's still very important. And we need to rethink, number one, how we view the search engines. Are you, and Jenny, you probably are familiar with this, but just out of curiosity, can you name the top three search engines? What do you think they are?
Well, I always go to Google.
Okay. Yep. Google is definitely one of the top.
Google
has, the other two might be.
Google has just become a way of life for us. Anytime anyone has a question or anything, we Google it constantly.
Yep.
Okay. Well, after Google, then it would be. I don't know. I'd have to think about that. What do you think it would be? What do you know it is?
Right. So it would be YouTube. And YouTube, which is seen primarily as a video site, is actually a very robust, very powerful search engine.
Okay.
And so
number
three, believe it or not, is iTunes.
iTunes.
And so,
Yep.
And people don't necessarily think about YouTube and iTunes. I mean, they think about Google and Yahoo and some of the other types of engines, Bing and whatnot. As being the only search vehicles, but actually YouTube and iTunes are hugely popular in terms of what people search for. And so when you talk about SEO, the real question that you have to be able to answer is what is your customer actually searching for? And most people make the mistake of thinking about search in what I, not my terminology, but I use the terminology, which is what I call the short tail. And the short tail is, let's just say that someone is looking for yoga. Well, the short tail is searching for yoga, but the reality is that if you spend $10,000 or $20,000 or $50,000 or more to rank on the front page of Google for yoga, I mean, that's really wasted money, because 99.999% of those who are searching for yoga probably have no interest in your yoga offerings whatsoever. I mean, especially if, like, you own a yoga studio in Chicago, let's say. Someone could be searching for yoga pants. They could be searching for a yoga class in California. They could be searching for a yoga teacher. I mean, you never know what they're searching for.
Right.
But if you stretch that out into what is known as the long tail, where you want to rank well for Bikram yoga in Chicago classes for kids, well, then if you rank on that page, the odds are very good that you will convert that visitor into an opt-in or into a potential customer. Because if they are looking and typing in Bikram yoga studio in Chicago classes for kids or whatever it might be, something similar, then that's obviously what they're looking for. And so, yes, SEO is hugely important, but you got to make sure that you're ranking for the right thing.
Yeah. You know, that's so interesting that you share that about YouTube, because we were helping our grandson do some math that was beyond us. And guess where we went to find the answers? We went to YouTube.
Right. Yeah,
and
right.
As far as iTunes are concerned, all of our shows are downloaded there, and I know a lot of people listen to Blog Talk Radio through with iTunes. So those are really two powerful SEOs. You know, Steve, we're going to take a break and hear a little bit about your host, and then when we come back, we'll be visiting again with Steve Olscher.
Lately, there has been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th Commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100-plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
Welcome back. This is January Jones and Steve Olscher talking about his book, Internet Profits, The World's Leading Experts Reveal How to Profit Online. Now, Steve, let me ask you, what can someone do that would easily and inexpensively help them establish an online presence and gain name recognition?
Well, you know, there's a lot of what I call low-hanging fruit out there. And what a lot of people seem to be afraid to do nowadays, and I mean, I sort of understand why, but it's just not the best way to really go about building your business in an expedited manner. And that is, so many people are afraid to reach out for those who are already in their space, who are already doing what they want to do, and who already have a built-in audience that are similar to their products and services.
Mm-hmm.
And so, honestly, one of the fastest ways that you can build your presence online is to find people that are in your space and align with them. Insofar as adding value to their offerings, whether it be providing a blog post or answering some of their statements and posts online, volunteering at one of their events, subscribing to their newsletter, et cetera, and just really figuring out how to add value to the equation so that you can get on their radar. Because let's be honest, I mean, I'll put this into personal terms. I mean, as a personal development and business-related marketer and consultant, I mean, I can't possibly create new products and services month in and month out.
Right.
But my audience is always interested in new content and new products and new services,
mm-hmm.
et cetera. And so if someone comes to me and says, hey, you know, I've got a really great internet marketing tool that I think your audience will love, well,
mm-hmm.
if I know who that person is,
mm-hmm.
and that person has somehow added value to my equation, I'm going to want to return the favor. And one of those months when I don't have a busy month or something going on with my own new products and services, that'll probably be the perfect time for me to introduce my audience to what they're doing.
Right.
And so
right.
it's much more effective than, and I mean, look, don't get me wrong, if you've got endless amounts of cash, then God bless you and you can build up a presence quickly, but I'm more of a guerrilla marketer. I come from the standpoint of what can we do that doesn't cost us a dime?
Yeah.
And so that's really what this approach is all about, is how do you build that online presence in a meaningful way without spending a meaningful amount of money?
Right. Well, you know, we have to go now, Steve, but I want to tell everyone, joint venture, they have to consider it and get involved in it because it's what will help them become successful. And, Steve, I want to thank you and hope that you'll be able to come back really soon and visit with us again.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me.
Oh, wonderful. For my listeners, tomorrow I'll be interviewing Sandy Berger, and she's promoting Fitnavision. And then on Friday, Penny Lusenort will be here with Healing Hearts. I'm looking forward to presenting both these success coaches. Be sure to catch all of our interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. If you're interested in checking out our sponsor, Successimo's program, just go to their website, www.successimo.com. You can look it over and sign on without any obligations whatsoever. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. I would love to mentor you and help you get started so you too can learn, earn, and return as you play it upward. You know, Successimo is an amazing opportunity to help out any nonprofits or charities that you work with. You can actually help them raise funds without asking for money. Yes, you heard me right. It's a positively brilliant plan that's easy to implement anytime, anywhere. So for now, dear listeners, I want you to stop whining and start smiling and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my terrific guest today, Steve Olscher, and I hope you all take advantage of his offer for free books. Go to his website and you can get a free copy of Internet Profits. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me on my journey today and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones, sharing Successimo stories.